From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama accepted his Nobel Prize today, acknowledging the seeming contradiction of a war president accepting a prize for peace. NPR's Maura Liasson reports.
The president gave the kind of speech that no one on the Nobel Committee could have imagined when they chose him in October. He put his decision to send 30,000 more troops into Afghanistan in the context of a just war, saying that evil does exist in the world and negotiations cannot convince some enemies to lay down their arms.
To say that force may sometimes be necessary is not a call to cynicism. It is a recognition of history, the imperfections of man, and the limits of reason.
It was a hard-nosed speech in which the president said he rejected the notion that he had to choose between being a realist or an idealist, and he called on Europeans to step up to the plate on offering troops for Afghanistan and sanctions for Iran. He said peace entails sacrifice and requires responsibility. Maura Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
A coalition of senators working to craft bipartisan climate change legislation come up with a measure that could get the needed votes to pass next year. Senators John Kerry, a Democrat, along with independent Joseph Lieberman and Republican Lindsey Graham, say the compromise legislation, among other things, would offer additional incentives for nuclear power, offshore drilling, and clean coal. While offering few details of the bill, senators said it would aim to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 17% below 2005 levels. The White House, in a statement, welcomed the compromise ahead of President Obama's trip to the climate change summit in Copenhagen next week. Treasury Department today released its latest foreclosure report card. The administration is pressuring mortgage companies to do more to prevent foreclosures. More from NPR's Chris Arnold.
About 750,000 people have so far had their mortgage payments reduced through the president's Making Home Affordable plan. But the vast majority of those people, more than 95%, are just in the temporary trial stage of the program. Mortgage companies seem to be very tangled up when it comes to getting the documents together to qualify people for permanent help. Guy Sakala is the publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance.
The program has serious problems and is not delivering the volume of modifications that everybody had hoped it would.
The administration says the program is on track and it's stepping up pressure on the banks to do more. J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo so far have around 30% of their delinquent loans, at least in the trial phase of the program. Bank of America has done that for 15% of its owner-occupied problem loans. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Number of people filing first-time jobless claims took an unexpected bump up last week, though much of that was due to the fact government employment offices were closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. First-time claims rose by 17,000 as state offices processed the backlog of claims. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 68 points to close at 10,405. The Nasdaq was up 7 points today. This is NPR. The House has approved a $447 billion measure that would boost funding for large segments of the federal government. The measure, which funds dozens of government agencies and would increase spending for projects including high-speed rail and oversight of the financial markets, was approved by a 221-202 vote. It would also boost lending programs for small business, one of the Obama administration's key priorities in terms of bringing down the national unemployment rate. The bill now goes to the Senate. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have called on the United Nations to begin planning the withdrawal of its peacekeeping troops. More from NPR's Ofebio Quistarkton.
Congo's information minister and government spokesman, Lambert Mende, said his country wanted the UN Security Council to prepare for the pullout of the peacekeeping force by June next year, when Congo marks its 50th independence anniversary. The UN is currently considering the renewal of the peacekeeping mission's mandate. The Secretary General has recommended a 6-month extension rather than the usual 12 months. The UN mission in Congo, the largest in the world, has been sharply criticized for failing to pacify the turbulent East and for working too closely with the Congolese army. Hundreds of thousands of civilians have been displaced and hundreds sexually violated in fighting between rival armed groups in the East. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The latest indication of the financial pressure the journalism profession finds itself under, the trade journal editor and publisher is being shuttered by parent company Nielsen Company. Editor and publisher has been chronicling the newspaper business for 108 years. Company selling some of its other publications. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.